This is Inside Agriculture. We bring you now more from the NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri. We are back again at the Trade Talk Show and visiting now with Ronnie Russell from the American Soybean Association, this portion based in St. Louis, Missouri. But Ronnie, first of all, thanks for having us over to visit with you a little bit. Maybe tell us about home base, and I know you farm a little bit. How did your year turn out?
Well, yes, I do farm. Been farming for a long time. It's been probably one of the toughest years I've had, mainly because of an extremely wet spring, late planted crops, some flooding. And then obviously with the late planted crops, we had a late harvest.
So let's talk about your role with the American Soybean Association. What do you do with them on a daily basis?
I'm a farmer director, and we are a farmer-led organization that represents the American soybean farmers in advocacy and legislative action. We're a policy organization. We do all that we can to make farmers' bottom line bigger by influencing and lobbying with those in Washington on policies such as trade. Trade is a big issue right now. And also designing and implementing the Farm Bill. Those are big things that we push for.
Actually, let's start with China, because we think we've got a phase one agreement done that's supposed to be signed here within a few weeks, we hope. But as you understand the agreement, this phase one agreement, how much is that going to help the folks growing soybeans?
Well, we're obviously very optimistic as an organization and as soybean farmers to see what phase one really, really is. We really would like to see some more facts behind that before we really have a position on that. But again, we're very optimistic that something is going to improve the trade relations with China.
Also, USMCA agreement, that's another one we're hearing maybe at the final stages, at least being called to the House floor. It sounds like it could happen before the end of the year. So what are your thoughts on it? Do you feel that it's going to get done before the end of the year? And how important is it to your industry?
Well, I certainly hope it does. I've heard it said it was going to get done before Thanksgiving. I'm not so sure. Maybe for the first of the year. But here's what the USMCA does for us as soybean farmers. It gives us certainty. It gives us something that is a foundation, knowing that we have a good workable trade agreement with our two largest trade partners, and that's with Canada and Mexico. And so that's what it does. It gives us sustainability and a future.
I do want to talk about infrastructure for agriculture, and I know you're near the Missouri River, and that's part of the area that I think needs a updated infrastructure and things taken care of, because it's been decades since some of those things have been looked at.
Yeah, obviously, we're very fortunate here in the Midwest to have a natural transportation system, whether it be the Ohio, the Mississippi, the Missouri, Arkansas rivers. That's a natural transportation system that we need to maintain. A lot of grain goes out the Mississippi into the Gulf of Mexico. So we need to find ways to find funds to update our infrastructure, our locks and dams on our major tributaries and on the Mississippi River. Also, another key point that American Soybean Association is pushing as this year as well is dredging of the lower Mississippi another 5 feet. That makes a huge difference in the profitability of grains here in the Midwest.
For anybody that wants to find out more information about what the American Soybean Association does, or maybe some of the things that we've talked about here today, is there a website or a place to go?
There certainly is. If you just type in your search engine, the American Soybean Association, you're going to find all of the key issues that we are focused on and what we're trying to do to help the American soybean farmers' bottom line.
Our NAFB reports from Kansas City, brought to you as a service by ESN, the leading controlled-release granular nitrogen fertilizer in North America. This is Inside Agriculture.